closing your eyes down. And we're just going to start with that breathing. Just breathing is so important when we're filling that glass, that self-esteem glass, because breathing just clears all the dust off the top, all the stuff that's tried to get in there. We're just blowing it away by breathing in. So I just want you to breathe in for a count of six, and then out for a count of eight. And I just want you to just keep repeating that. Breathing in for six and out for eight. In for six and out for eight. And just really feel that breath. I want you to feel and look at that breath as if it was a constant and never changing, stable certainty of power within you. So imagine that breath as a light. It never changes. It's always there with you. It's always constant. It's not affected by people. It's not affected by what people do, say, or think about you. It's just always remains the same. And see that, because it's always the same, as one of your strengths. One of a multitude of strengths. So follow it, trace it as it goes in and as it comes out. That's something that belongs to you, that you always have. And now I just like you to imagine you are sitting on top of a beautiful, absolutely stunning, gorgeous mountaintop. Maybe somewhere in the lakes. Maybe somewhere you've been. And look at the view. Just see the view around you. Notice the colours. Notice any things you see, perhaps treetops, perhaps different colours in the sky. Imagine doing a 360 all around you. And as you're sitting there, you just feel completely neutral, completely at peace. There is no one, nothing but you. This view belongs to you. It is your constant. Nobody can change it. You are seeing what you're seeing. It belongs to you. It's stable and unchanging. And as you're sitting down there, you notice in front of you is a small, beautiful glass candle. And that candle is not lit at the moment. And you pick it up on top of this mountain. and it lights in your hands. And just watch the flicker of that small but very powerful flame. And as you hold this palmed in your hand, just notice the stillness of this. Notice the unchanging flame. It's burning because it's powerful. This flame can do many things. It can potentially cause destruction. It could burn things. It could cause smoke. But because it's sure of its own power, it's sure of its own ability to stay topped up, that flame can also provide warmth, relaxation, comfort, focus, and a real sense of peace. That flame can even give off a pleasant, beautiful smell of a fragrance. You see, there is two sides to our inner flame. We can pour that flame into other people's hands, give other people our candle, and they might extinguish the flame. Or we can be the ones to hold our own candle, to hold our own flame, to take that responsibility for looking after it. So imagining now, standing up with this beautiful glass candle in your hand, and the difference about this candle is it represents your self-worth, your self-esteem, your strength, your power. And you no longer need anybody to hold the candle for you, because you recognize you always had it. And you are the one that brings light to others. You don't need to pour light into their situations from your own candle. Just by being present in the room with them, with your candle, provides light for them. Do you see this? Do you see this way? If you give them the candle, the room's lit up, but you no longer have that light in the same intense way as you did. Just like self-esteem. But if you hold the candle and you're sure that it's always there, you know that it's always there, it's always permanent, always with you. You don't need to let others blow it out, because you are holding it and you've got a glass protection around it, which means other people can see your light and benefit from it, that you don't need to pour it out so that you lose it. Because you were always meant to be the one to carry that light, to bring light into the life of others. And how do you do that? Well, let's go on a journey and show you. As you walk down the mountain, the light seems to leave and dim. As you go further and further down the mountain, deeper and deeper into the valley, lower and lower, you notice that the valley, when you look out and around and away from your candle, it's dark. You can't see the paths always. But then you are reminded, as you find yourself deep in the lower valley, you look up and you see the mountaintop, and you can wish you were there. But here you are in the valley suddenly. But do you know what hasn't left you? Well, look down. In your hands, you are still carrying your bright candle, your bright light, your powerful flame within you. It never leaves you. It's constant. It's unchanging. It's the same. All you need to do to remember it's there is to look down and notice it, see it and feel it. You can feel its warmth because you keep it close. And then as you walk further in this valley, you come across a person you know, a friend. They're so pleased to see you. And the first thing you notice is that they've been lost in this valley because they didn't have that light of their own. Somehow, they'd given so much away that it had burnt out. And they can see your candle. And maybe in the past, you would have been like your friend. You would have poured your light into their empty glass and given away a lot of your own light, your own warmth and strength. But now something magical happens. Because as you walk together, instead of giving your friend your candle, your light, instead of handing it to them, handing them that power to determine whether it's taken away from you or not, you realize that you can light up their life in the exact same way you can light up their path just by being beside them. This is a magnificent realization for you. That you no longer need to give anything away. That your self-esteem doesn't need to be poured into others to get love and approval or thank yous or anything from them. Just being that light that you know you are, keeping a hold of it, keeping it constant, keeping it lit, keeping it close to you, lights up the faces of your friends, lights up the path before both of you. Because when you bring that light to others in that way, rather than give it away, you both can see. No one is in the dark. And that's your self-esteem. That's your worth. That's who you are. That's what you were meant to do. And as your friend reaches the end of her path into the light, she thanks you. And you do not go away seeing her as having taken something. You see that you have not lost anything. When you look down, your light is still full and still lit. And further down the path, you see your friend. And you see that she comes across somebody else as you just watch. And you see them give some of her their light. They pour it into her empty glass. And you see the mistake. And when they leave her then, yes, she has some light, but they feel sad because she has taken some of them, but not given any back. And she's left with half of what she had before. And this hurts. It's easy for her to think, well, they mustn't care because soon my light will go out. And they just bring it to other friends. What about mine? Who's going to refill mine? And you see the mistake she made. But now you know it's different. Now you know how to be different. And even when you're in the valley, that light is still all around you. It is your own support. It is your own friend. It is your own strength, solitude, peace and freedom from fear, freedom from rejection. Freedom from all those things that are not even things. Because it's just always lit. And now, taking in a deep breath, we're going to return. Focusing again, finding yourself sitting again with that candle in front of you on the mountaintop. And when you look at the view this time, notice that strength within you from this lesson.